Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt. Als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
We'll talk about Sacha Boy in a moment. We'll talk about Brian Saragossa as well, who might join the club ahead of time. We're also going to talk about Jonah Kasiasare, the young Swedish kid. So we're going to get to all of that. But before we start with all of that, Stefan, we want to talk about Jacob Ramsey, who is a player that could join Bayern Munich. It's probably not going to happen in the winter. It's probably going to be one for June if it does happen. It's a very interesting player. I think he also fits the profile of what Christoph Freund wants to do a lot better than some of the other names that we've seen Bayern linked with. And I personally think that includes João Palhinha, who didn't join the club in the summer.
Yeah.
You wrote a fantastic piece on him for Transfermarkt. So I'm going to give you the floor on Jacob Ramsey and why this is such an intriguing possible move.
Yeah, so as you said, he's definitely a kind of player that definitely fits the more the Freund style of signings. I mean, even if you kind of compare him to Palhinha, it's a very different profile. You know, one's a kind of, well, a senior player, shall we say, or an experienced player in the Premier League. And Ramsey is, you know, a player who's still coming of age at Aston Villa. He kind of broke into the team over the last kind of couple of seasons. He kind of came through the youth teams at Aston Villa and attracted a lot of attention. In 38 games for the under-18s, he got 16 goals and 4 assists. For the under-21s, he picked up 8 goals and 7 assists. And he's kind of slotted into that kind of Villa team as a player who can play as a number 8, he can play as a number 10. He's had some issues with injury this season, but last season he picked up 6 goals and 7 assists in the Premier League, which is really impressive. And as you said, the Athletic have linked him with a move to Bayern Munich. They're saying a lot of clubs are interested in signing the kid. There's quite a lot of interest because Aston Villa might potentially have to start selling some players in the summer if they want to kind of abide by not just FFP, but also the Premier League's own kind of financial fair play rules. Which, you know, has led to the player being linked to Newcastle, who, even though Eddie Howe actually came out this week and said it's nonsense, basically, because Newcastle have their own FFP issues. And anyone who's kind of been wondering why there hasn't been that many big deals this summer, or this month, rather, is because a lot of English clubs are contending with how to kind of navigate those limitations. But anyway, Newcastle are a club who've been linked. Tottenham have been linked. Arsenal were also linked with him today, but of course, one we're focused on are Bayern Munich. And, you know, he's a young player. He's still kind of coming to age at Villa, but I think he's definitely still a player who would also demand a huge transfer fee. He's got market value on Transfermarkt of €42 million. I don't think it would cost quite as much as Palhinha or the figures quoted for Palhinha, but you're still probably talking about maybe €50 million in the summer. But he would be an interesting one to look at. I actually have his figures open in front of me. And what kind of intrigues me about him is that he's very good at dribbling with the ball. And actually, you know, I've actually got like his pass radar open, or his stats radar open in front of me. And what I decided to do was actually overlay it with Jamal Musiala's from last season. And I'm actually looking at Ramsey's stats from last season because, as I said, he has had some injuries this year. And what really intrigues me about him is that he's quite similar to Musiala in the sense that both players really, really thrive on their ability to dribble with the ball. His dribbles per game are right up there. He actually averaged just under Musiala's last season. And I think what's really interesting as well is that his forward passing is almost identical to Musiala's. And his key passing is not quite the same as Musiala's, but I think that's okay because Musiala's played in a very dominant team in the Bundesliga where he gets to kind of, you know, sit on the edge of the opposing box most games, and he has an incredible array of world-class forwards to kind of play off, whereas You know, obviously Ramsey's playing probably more box to box in a, admittedly, a Villa team who are punching above their weight, but I think many would classify as like a top eight side in the Premier League rather than a dominant team. And actually, I then thought, okay, so he has some of the attributes that Musiala shows in the attacking sense, but if you actually then look at the fact that he plays more of a box-to-box player for Aston Villa, I then overlaid his stats with Jude Bellingham's stats in his last season at Dortmund, and there's also a lot of similarities there. He's got the same kind of forward passing rate as Bellingham. He's got the same kind of success rate in terms of his passes. And actually, what he also stands out very well is, even though he's not making as many defensive actions as Bellingham did in his final year at Dortmund, he's completing as many tackles as Bellingham did, or as many interceptions, or as many kind of pick up ball losses. So, to cut a long story short, really, and to kind of finish my rant, he's a player who could develop into a kind of Musiala style number 10. Or he could develop into a more kind of rounded number eight, much like Jude Bellingham. Yeah. And obviously, you know, at the age of 22, he turns 23 this year, but still very, very young player. And, you know, a player who Bayern could easily spend 50, 60 million euros on and basically spend the next 10 years kind of developing into what kind of midfielder they want.
That's usually fascinating in so many ways, because, like you rightfully pointed out, that kind of eliminates this idea that they're going to sign him who's more of a roving central midfielder, almost a number 10, right? Like more number 8 than rather than number 6. Makes me think that, and the links to any number 6s has been completely eliminated recently, right? And I think a lot of that has to do with the emergence of Alexander Pavlovich. We talked about him on the main show, right? But and the way he's been playing and how excellent he's been playing, how physically he is for his young age, only 19. And I mean, I wrote an article on Pavlovic in December and saying, here's a guy who could save Bayern Munich 70 million euros. And it continuously looks like that being the case, right? Because he is developing so quickly. And I think that is a fascinating development, but it also makes me think about something else, and that's Joshua Kimmich and what his future is going to be with the club, because we get these rumors now, right? His contract is up in 2025, and you know, there's these murmurs of lack of appreciation. I think a lot of that has to do with Thomas Tuchel and how he has seen him in the summer transfer window, and this insistence of signing a number 6 and insisting that Kimmich isn't one. All of a sudden, Kimmich is being linked with like Barcelona, right? I think that is hugely interesting. And so it makes you almost wonder if Bayern Munich are considering a complete rebuild of the midfield here. I mean, I we have to also remember too that yeah, Musiala is playing in that role, but Thomas Müller has extended his contract for one more year. That will be that, Stefan. You know, we won't see Thomas Müller beyond 2025. And so, you know, that also means that role is also available.
Yeah, I mean, the Kimmich thing's really interesting and Thomas Müller thing's really interesting too. I actually think if Ramsey was to join Bayern, I think he'd be more similar to maybe someone like Leon Goretzka, to be perfectly honest with you.
That's a good point.
A player who could definitely play as a box-to-box player, a player who can definitely be a more attacking player, or a player who can slot in and play, put a shift in defensively if necessary. But, you know, you're absolutely right. There's this kind of interesting kind of conundrum going on at Bayern right now, where we've spent so long thinking, you know, can Hansi Flick get the lightning back in the bottle that he discovered with Kimmich and Goretzka that year? Can Julian Nagelsmann do it? Can Thomas Tuchel now do it? It's as if Bayern have spent the last like 2, 3, 4 years just hoping that, you know, Kimmich and Goretzka would just kind of rekindle this incredible partnership. And, you know, they're doing fine. They're kind of treading water now. But like you said, you know, if it's not Pavlovic or if it's not Palinha, or if it's not Gravenberg, or, you know, if it's not someone else who they might be trying to sign in the summer, there's so much time and effort and resources have kind of gone around skirting around these two players. And yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, if someone like PSG was to come in and make a bid for, you know, Kimmich, and, you know, if Goretzka, I mean, I don't think there's any idea of Goretzka moving on, but if Kimmich in particular was to move on and Tuchel can say, well, we've got Pavlovic there who can settle in and play that role, let's go out and sign another kind of number eight and move on this midfield, then it might be more appealing in the summer than it maybe was last summer. And it might be more foreseeable to kind of imagine a post-Kimmich Bayern Munich team. But, you know, we're trading on rumours and gossip here, obviously, and, you know, we never know what could happen in the second half of the season. But, yeah, it certainly seems like Bayern are exploring midfield options for the future right now.